Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, July 4th, 1861, boating accident at Spikestown. On this day, July 4th, 1861, local newspaper The Barbadian reported that the previous Sunday, a tragic boating accident occurred at Spikestown, St. Peter, in which two persons lost their lives. During this era, it was commonplace, especially on Sundays, for amateur mariners in small sailboats to cruise along the west coast on a day-long excursion from Bridgetown to Spikestown, or vice versa. It was also routine for schooners to ferry goods and people from Little Bristol, as Spikestown was called, to Holetown and Bridgetown. The incident on this fateful day involved two small vessels. One was piloted by Mr. Bell, a blacksmith residing off the pierhead, and the other by Mr. Height. After spending the day in Spikestown, Mr. Height, two of Mr. Bell's children, a girl and a boy, and a man named Norville, who had requested passage, embarked on the return journey to Bridgetown. Minutes after leaving the bay in Spikestown, a squall capsized the boat. Mr. Bell immediately jumped out of his boat, which was nearby, and was able to take hold of both his children. According to the report, a man jumped into the water after him and took hold of Mr. Bell's daughter, but unfortunately, due to the ocean swells, lost his grip, and the 9-year-old sank into the water, never to be seen again. Mr. Bell was able to save his son, a boy of 4 or 5 years. Norville, who was unable to swim, went to the bottom immediately and lost his life. His corpse was recovered, and an inquest into the circumstances of his death was held the next day. Similar efforts to recover the body of Mr. Bell's daughter were futile. On this day, July 4, 1861, the Barbadian newspaper reported on the melancholy incident in which two persons drowned after the small vessel in which they were traveling capsized. This sad occurrence was not a rarity during this era, as there were intermittent accidents along the island's coastline, as well as the disappearance of several Barbadian fishermen annually.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.